You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala, amma ba'd. So today our topic is going to be about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ninth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is day nine. Is it the ninth juz? Yeah, it is the ninth juz. This is Surah Al-A'raf, which is Surah number 7, and the ayah number is ayah 180. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه سيجزون ما كانوا يعملون. This verse says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, and to Allah belongs the most beautiful names, الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, so call upon him, make dua to him with those names. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ, and leave aside those who do ilhad in his names. And ilhad is people who belie or deny or utter impious speech. Okay, belie or deny or utter impious speech. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِي سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They will be rewarded and they'll be requited for what they used to do. So here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, and to Allah belongs the most beautiful names. These are names and characteristics, and there is nothing and no one from his creation that shares in the perfection of these names. So every characteristic, every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfection of that. The mushrikeen, the polytheists in Mecca, who used to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would take names of Allah and they would give it to their idols. So for example, you had two famous idols in Mecca called Al-Lat wal-Uzza, right? Al-Lat wal-Uzza, if you read the seerah, you've heard about them. So these idols, when you say the Uzza, comes from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz. So they would say Al-Uzza. Al-Lat comes from Ilah, comes from Allah. So Allah, they got Al-Lat, and from Al-Aziz they got Al-Uzza. So they used to call these idols, they used to attribute names of Allah and characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Al-Lat wal-Uzza. Like when they were in Uhud and they called out A'la, Hubul A'la, you know, Uzza, Lan al-Uzza, Wala Uzza lakum, things like that. Those were idols that they associated names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to. Somebody asked the question about how do you make dua with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if you have the name of Allah, such as Al-Wadud, such as the most loving, do you say Ya Al-Wadud, or do you say Ya Wadud, or Al-Wadud? So the question was, how do you add that to your dua when you're making it? So here's the thing, if you put the Ya in front, like Ya Allah, like if you're saying Ya Allah, like that, Ya, then most often, I haven't really checked all the names to make sure, but most often you're gonna drop the Alif Lam before it. So if it was Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah, you would say Ya Rahman. You would drop the Alif Lam and say Ya Rahman. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz, you would drop the Alif Lam and say Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz, Ya Jabbar. So you drop the Alif Lam when you start it with a Ya. When you start with like, Ya, oh my Lord, like that. If you say, if you make a dua and then you say, Innaka Antal, you are the, Innaka Antal Azizul Kareem. Innaka Antal Al-Wadud Al-Mujib. You can leave the Alif Lam if you say before it, Innaka Anta, verily you are, if you say that in Arabic. But if you're just saying Ya and the name of Allah, you're going to drop the Alif Lam. So these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it mean that it's perfect? So if you take the name of Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, so That means that his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is, you know, encompasses everything, and nothing comes out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. So perfection, and it also is of knowledge, and it's from the past, the present, the future, everything. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. If you look at the name Ar-Rahim, the one who gives mercy to others, the mercy giver, Ar-Rahim, that means that there's nothing in existence except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy reaches them, Ar-Rahim. If you look at Al-Qadir, the name Al-Qadir, the powerful, or the one who is capable, the one who is capable, I think that's how you would translate it, it means that there is nothing, that his power, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is as perfect as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing outside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. So every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you come across is going to be like that. It's going to be perfection. There's a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about anxiety and grief. Anxiety and grief. So when you're feeling anxious or you're feeling sadness, this dua, where you say, Ya Allah, inna abiduk, we are your slaves, banu abidik, the sons of your slave, banu imaik, the sons of your female slave, nawal sina biyadik, our forelock is in your hands, maldin fina hukmuk, your command is forever executed on us, adlum fina qada'uk, that your decree over us, over me, is just. As'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. I ask you, this is a dua the Prophet ﷺ taught us, I ask you with every name belonging to you, bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak, the names that you named yourself, aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, or names, the beautiful names of Allah, that you revealed in your book, aw allamtahu ahada min khalqik, or names that you taught your creation, aw ista'tharta bihi fi ilm al-ghaybi indak, or names that you have preserved in the knowledge of the unseen with you, and taj'al al-Qur'an al-'azima rabi'a qulubina, that you make the Qur'an the life and the light of my heart and my breast, and taj'al al-Qur'an rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina, and the light of our breast, وَجَلَاءَ أَحْزَانِنَا, and make it a departure for my sorrow, وَذَهَابَ هُمُومِنَا وَغُمُومِنَا, and a release for my anxiety and my grief. And the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever says this, by Allah, Allah will take away his sorrow and grief and give him instead of that joy. And so this is what we do with the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call upon Allah Azza wa Jal with these names. Let me finish off with one last point. There's a common statement that is said in English, and that is, God is love. God is love. And I thought about that. I was preparing this. And I don't know the full answer, but I feel like it's not right for a person to say God is love. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadud, which is the all-loving. But to just claim something, so you can claim that Allah is a thing. So nobody says like wealth. Somebody doesn't say God is money or God is wealth or God is love. What does that mean? God is love. And so when we attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name, we actually need proof for those things. We don't just, you know, come out and say, oh, you know what? I'll just do it. Love will save the day. So I'll say, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the day when we turn back to Him. Jazakallah khairan. I apologize. It was a short tarawih. But we are going to be starting our Visionaire course. It's going to start in 20 minutes now. So I just wanted to continue on with these tarawih truffles. The best deeds are those that are done continuously, even if small. So this might be something small. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll be here tomorrow and the days after. Jazakallah khairan. If you haven't registered for Visionaire, I don't know if it's open. But I hope to see you guys there if you are. I know a lot of you, I can see in the names, you are there in Visionaire. If you're not, check it out. There is 20 minutes left until we begin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.